Is of Jeff Peterson in the background from the album Pure Slack Key. Ahead of that, you heard a piece performed by Albert Ka'ai from the Slack Key Collection, the tribute to Gabby Pahinui, simply titled Aloha Slack Key. That was released on Hula Records a couple of years ago now. Ahead of that, you heard a couple of tracks from Jake Shimabukuro from his album Sunday Morning. You heard Love Is and Sand Channel. And started that set with a piece from Steven Espanola from his album Ho'omaka. That was Hokulani, the title of the piece that I played. And also instrumental selections from Ukulele Journey with Herb Ota Jr. Kanakapila is supported by all of you listener members. And A to Z Supply, Ace Hardware, carrying full lines of plumbing, electrical, irrigation, pumps, and building supplies. A to Z also carries lawn and garden and nursery supplies as well. They're open 7 days a week on Ridge Road in Grass Valley. Also, Suns Development and Green Building Supplies, supplying natural building materials including ultra-touch recycled cotton insulation, BioShield wood finishes, American Pride bio-based paints, American Clay interior plaster, tools, and more. Suns Development is located next to Sierra Solar at the Alternative Building Center on Idaho, Maryland Road in Grass Valley. Online at sunsdevelopment, and that's all spelled out, .com. Quite a few things to tell you about next weekend on the 15th. That's all day Saturday. Up at the little town of Oak Run, which is east of Redding. It's a wonderful all-day event, or evening event, with George Kuo, Aaron Mahi, Martin Pahinui, and also appearing is Bobby Ngano playing steel. So it's the Wailea Jammin' Band in person right here in California. If you're interested in tickets or more information, go to Oak Songs. I can't remember if that's org or com, so it's Oak Songs. You can also find out about tickets through that. It's open. There's food available. There'll be also hula dancers from the Halau up in Redding area. Sounds like it'll just be a wonderful day of fun. On the 22nd, right here in Grass Valley at St. Joseph's Cultural Center, it's Willie Kay in concert. He's touring with his friend Joe Cano. So that's happening on the 22nd here at St. Joseph's. For tickets, 265-5040. Willie Kay and Joe will also be playing down at Yoshi's in Oakland on Wednesday evening, August 19th. There's two shows, 8 and 10 p.m., so for those of you listening on the internet, tell your friends and family in the Bay Area that Willie Kay is going to be in their neighborhood too. So once again, that's August 19th, Oakland's Yoshi's. And on Saturday, the 22nd, here in Grass Valley at St. Joseph's. Also, Kahawai, Rivers of Knowledge, the 10th annual Hoike from Halau Kawaikihi Lani Milie and Halau Kahula Livai, takes place at the Mondavi Arts Center on the UC Davis campus. You can go to mondaviarts.org, or you can simply call the box office at 530-754-2787. Their 10th anniversary, so I expect that will be something truly special on the 29th. Also coming up on August 20th at 7 p.m. at Borders Books, and that's the Pavilion Shopping Center down in Sacramento, Fair Oaks Boulevard between Fulton and Howe. Stuart Holmes Coleman, the author of the best-selling book Eddie Would Go, is releasing his new book. It's called Fierce Heart, a story about Makaha and some of the legendary personalities that grew up there. And later on, probably 8 o'clock or so, Patrick Landezzo will offer a little free concert at Borders as well. So that's August 20th, 7 p.m. for the book signing, music concert to follow. And as I mentioned, or I have been mentioning in the last few weeks, on the line with me in just a few minutes, Wayne Moniz from, I think he lives in Wailuku on Maui, just released his collection of short stories titled Under Maui Skies. His website, undermauiskies.com. He's going to be on the line, and we're going to talk about the book and some of the stories and a little bit about Wayne himself. So that's coming up in just a few minutes. September 12th at the Sacramento Buddhist Church on Riverside Drive down in Sacramento, Faith Ako will be doing a matinee performance at 2 p.m. to benefit the Ohana Dance Group. And tickets, you can call Alana at 916-607-8285, or you can visit Ohana, that's O-H-A-N-A, dancegroup.com and find out about tickets. September 11th, 12th, and 13th, Kapua Ching is offering a Lomi Lomi workshop for body workers and practitioners of that art, of those arts. If you'd like to find out about the workshop, you can contact Kapua at 530-263-3170. And Tuesday evening, September 1st, the Sacramento Monarchs are hosting a special basketball game. Percentage of the ticket sales will go to support Hawaiian Heritage. It's the Hawaiian Heritage game. If you would like tickets for this special night of, well, it'll be another night of basketball for the Monarchs, but it'll be a special event to benefit Hawaiiana and Hawaiian arts. You can contact Brian at 916-928-3669. We're going to have Wayne Moniz on the line. Here's a little more Jeff Peterson from his beautiful Slack Key album. Stay tuned. This is KVMR FM Nevada City, Kanakapila for Sunday morning, August 9th. Thank you. The Slack Key Stylings of Jeff Peterson on KVMR FM Nevada City. Well, I want to wish my friend Vance a happy birthday this morning. Congratulations. I'll have a special song for him just a little bit later in the show. But without further ado, welcome to KVMR, Wayne Moniz.
Aloha kawa e maiko.
Oh, aloha. I'm so delighted you could be with me this morning and talk about this delightful book you have released. Such a great collection, Under Maui Skies, collection of short stories written by Wayne Moniz. Such a great, great collection. It's nice to meet you in person and share a little time with you.
Hello.
Well, tell me a little bit about your inspiration for this collection of stories.
Well, as you know, I was up to this point primarily a playwright, and I had done about 14 plays that deal with the people, the events, and the issues of Hawaii, and that's been going on for a while. I just happened with some minor surgery to be in bed a little bit, and plays take quite a long time to write. There's lots of detail, and you got to do a lot of research. So I figured maybe I'd write some short stories on my way to the Great Hawaiian Novel. And so I started writing these short stories, and I did them in different genres to figure out exactly where my strength might lie. And so I decided, well, I'm going to do the major genres, and so I did a adventure story, a love story, a war story, a ghost story, etc. And then I found some appropriate Maui stories to apply to those genres And that's how that happened. And so happened that all of them fell in different time periods. That was just serendipitous, I guess, and different locations on Maui. So that's primarily the genesis of the book.
Well, it's such a great collection. They're so diverse in their topics, and yet so much fun just to read. It's just so enjoyable. I especially love, of course, the Under Maui Skies. We were talking about a little bit about this last night, about it's just like a Western mystery, you know, with intrigue and opium dealing, and just such a fun read.
Right, I mentioned last night to you that when I sat down with some cowboys who had worked on the Haleakala Ranch in Ulupalakua Ranch for something like 40-something years, they had been up there, and I figured they could tell me some stories. I didn't expect any, really adventuresome stories, because life on Maui is pretty mellow. And people don't rob banks. We mentioned that the last bank robbery was in 1955, and they got away with it too. So I didn't expect the cattle rustling, but they came up with some such great stories. So I basically stole one of them and adapted it to my style of writing, and that became Under Maui Skies. It was pretty fun writing that. It's been, lots of Hawaii stories, Maui stories are orally passed down. We don't have too much written on paper.
Sure.
So you have to sit down with people and let them tell their stories, and then I record them. Not, I don't use a recorder, because lots of the old timers get a little intimidated by it. But I basically just take notes that I can refer to later, will jog my memory. And so that's how Under Maui Skies came to be. And the title of the book, because certainly all the stories take place under Maui Skies, so that the title fit for the whole collection.
Well, I love your presentation using the pidgin, the dialect that you hear so often in the islands.
Uh-huh. And one thing about that, I try to, I've read pidgin books, with pidgin before, and sometimes it's a little over the top. We don't really speak heavy pidgin, constantly. We go in and out, So it's you have to have a little bit of a fine ear to hear that. Sometimes in formal situations we'll speak a little bit more pidgin, but we actually go in and out. We speak English well, and we also speak pidgin. So I try to do that in the stories where contemporary stories, so that it flows in and out. So, yeah.
Well, it's just a very casual language, you know. It's just I think the delivery and is such a delight for the ear, you know, to hear it, because it's such a fun way of speaking, really. Well, talk about the Kaona. That was really, that struck me last night. You had such a wonderful, in addition to the stories in the book, you know, there was this wonderful section on the Kaona. Talk a little bit about your interpretation of the Kaona and how, you know, we think of the Kaona in music, in the melee is what you hear, but there's a hidden meaning that's alluded to in the song, but yet Kaona in as a written text delivers another message.
Mm-hmm. Well, a Kaona basically, Auntie Mary Kavena Pukui wrote about it. She, you know, certainly she didn't invent it. It had been around since pre-contact times. Basically, she uses this misdirected poetry in the fact that what you're doing basically is talking about someone. It could be an occasion. It could be a marriage, a first birthday, the passing of someone. And what it is, it's about this person, but it's represented by something in nature, usually indigenous. But I bent it a little bit in that I had some non-indigenous, for example, flowers that have become, you know, a staple part of the island. So I have used some of those. But it was directed to the person. When you wrote the Kaona, you would go to the person. Now, I say write because Hawaiians didn't mm-hmm. have any written style, but the written in the head. And then it was memorized in the head, and then you went to the person to deliver it to them directly. So, I mean, that must have been really impressive if somebody came up to you and said, you know, I've written this about you, you know, and then read it to them right there. It certainly must have impressed them.
Indeed.
For somebody that passed away, you would recite it to the nearest kin, the husband or the wife or the children. So, basically, on this one, I actually, you know, I taught it to my students. I wasn't writing it at first, but my students, high school students, started winning lots of state contests in writing, and it took them to such a sophisticated level that people were impressed. In fact, in the state contest, they would often print it in both Hawaiian and English, which was again impressive in itself. And then, so after my students did so well on that, I said, I think I better start writing some of these too. So basically, most of them in this particular book have to do with the female, the aunties in my family, my mother, people who have passed away. There are a couple too, some children who celebrated their first birthday that I wrote the Kaonas for. And I even wrote one for the high school that I went to and gave that to them, dedicated that to them. I think you know Pakelo.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you're familiar with him. Pakelo just took one of those Kaona, and he's hopefully putting it on his next album. He put some music to it, and so it might appear on the next album, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Well, I was especially touched by the one that you wrote for the late Auntie Nona Beamer.
Yes. If you want me, I just could do that real quick. They're not very long.
Oh, certainly. I was hoping you might read a little for us this morning.
Yeah, you know, Auntie was so special. I had an opportunity to work with her the last 2 years of her life. She would take an entourage around the island of Maui of hula dancers and musicians. In fact, one time I asked her, I was the first day on the stage, I turned to her and I said, Auntie, what the heck am I doing here? Because I was surrounded by all these really talented people. She said, Wayne, you're the storyteller. And every entourage, in even ancient times, had a storyteller that traveled around with them. And when I turn to you and I say, would you talk about Kamehameha and tell us a story about him, then I would do it. She would say, then you do it. And after she passed away, I was talking to Keola Beamer, and he said, you know, Auntie especially loved you because you were like her. You were the storyteller. She was primarily known in the early days as a storyteller and was, you know, certainly one of the most influential people in bringing back Hawaiiana to the islands after bit of a stalemate in the 1950s. Yeah. So this is when Auntie passed away, I wrote this kauna for her. Again, it's about her, but her favorite flower, and she wrote about that in a book called The Golden Lehua of the Big Island of Hawaii Nui.
Well, for
the
you...
Lehua of Hawaii Island.
Well,
a Lehua o Hawaii Nui. The skies cried, its own precious flower was picked, separated from her branch. Pele loved the ohia too late. She shook her stamen, anointing the forest with honeydew. She came from the lone Lehua of Ka'ala, an attractive flower on the utmost branch. She came from a tree covered with birds, a tolerant, towering evergreen thriving in the cloud forest, clinging along the ocean edge at Napo'opo'o, her reflection in a freshwater pond of Waimea. Those far from Hawaii inhale the lehua mixed with maile and hala. The precious lover of heaven now adorns the altar of Laka. Let the refrain be told, a soft hymn of the golden lehua o Hawaii Nui.
Wayne Moniz reading from his collection Under Maui Skies and Other Stories. If you are interested, you can simply go to... actually, there's two websites. You can go to undermauiskies.com, or you can go to koabooks.com as well.
Right.
I think
available on Amazon and all the outlets, Borders, Barnes & Noble, so you should be able to get it in most places. And if it's not there, just ask for it, and, you know, of course, they'll get it for you.
Well, they're just wonderful collections, just delightful to read, and your style of writing is just so relaxed and easy to just, it's very engaging. You know, I picked up this book and just opened it in the middle and started reading and just got swept away with how enjoyable it was and imagining all these stories and your process of research and coming up with all these different styles and different genres of storytelling. Do you feel like reading a little more or something else that comes to you?
The short stories are kind of difficult to
sure.
read, you know, out of context, but maybe I could do another kauna.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Those are
okay.
So much fun.
Well, let's see. I haven't done... here is... how about from my dear, precious Auntie Lou, and there's so many listeners out there in your audience that once lived in Hawaii and now live here in California, and I think I'll do that one because there's so many transplants here. You know, Hawaii is very expensive to live in, as you know.
Oh, boy.
So lots of Hawaiian people have moved here to be able to survive in the
sure.
financial sense. And so I'll do that one for you, the white ginger of California.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Ka'ava kui keo keo o Kalipuni. Driftwood descendants across the Pacific, the flower slip grows under the mountain's view, where bowers of flowers bloom in the sun. The child of Paia, she evades the cold winds of winter and thrives among the agapantha like the blue of the uki-uki berry of her homeland. Three buds blossom in white purity. Your perfume sanctifies the other plants, sweet scent of heaven. Haina mai, tell the refrain of the white ginger of California.
Once again, Wayne Moniz reading from the collection of Kauna, from the collection Under Maui Skies. If you would like to find out more about the book or get a copy for yourself, as Wayne mentioned, you can go to Amazon.com or a number of places. or you can simply go to undermauiskies.com for more information about Wayne and find out.
I would like to thank the people of California. It's just been, and Las Vegas, because we have a huge Hawaiian pocket out there on the Ninth Island, for just accepting me on this tour. It's been very moving. And I'd like to give a mahalo shout-out to Rob and Miriam Chit.
Oh, sure.
And also my chauffeurs, Uncle Tom and Auntie Laurie Dankworth, and Cousin Al Bridges, for taking me all around California on this night.
Well, thank you for spending time with us this morning here on the airwaves. It's been really a delight to actually meet you in person. You know, we had quite a nice talk several years ago when you released your collection of three plays. Did I follow up on that? Did you actually produce some of these plays?
Well, actually, three of the plays have been produced. Tandy's the only one. We got pretty close to getting into the Arts and Culture Center.
Uh-huh.
This was some finances, because it's quite costly to go in there.
Oh, indeed.
But it was the most talked about unproduced play. So I'll take some thank yous for that anyway. So I'm sure it'll be done someday. Some of my plays, you know, it demands a kumu, hula, and that kind, you know, those kinds of people to come in, specialists to come in. So it'll be done someday, and just have to be a little patient. Working on a new play in the early days of television in Hawaii right now, The Kini Popo. All right, on the Kini Popo, it's called. So working on that right now. Hope to get a company on Maui to produce it. So, well, I'm looking forward to that. Doing a memoir, and I think I'm going to do the next set of short stories, one story from each island, one Mo'olelo from each island, starting with Niihau at the top, which would be really fascinating, all the way down to the Big Island. So I think that would be kind of fun to do.
Indeed. The research for that will be more fun, probably, than the writing.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to doing an audio book on Under Maui Skies, and hopefully have Eric Gilliam and Amy and all those wonderful musicians at IFSEA. Maybe each one read a story from Under Maui Skies, and maybe we'll produce it next year sometime. So that might be a lot of fun.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. It's lots of us came up from the stage, you know, Amy and Eric, et cetera. They all came from theater. And so that I was doing theater for quite a while. So that's how we really got to know each other pretty well. And of course, you know, Willie Kaye getting into acting now. He's got a new kick there. So hopefully we'll get some of the entertainers to come in and read one of these, each one read one of the stories, so that'll be fun.
Well, it's just a delightful collection, Wayne. I really have enjoyed spending time with it. It's just a great book, nice collection, really well written, and very enjoyable to read. So thanks so much for spending time with me, Wayne Moniz. Once again, his book, Under Maui Skies, just recently released, and you can go to undermauiskies.com or koabooks.com, or you can pick it up on Amazon or a number of outlets. Is it on the shelves in major stores? Or
Yes, certainly in some Barnes & Nobles and Borders, and yeah. And when I get back to Maui, we're gonna be doing readings over there at the college. Then we go off to the neighbor islands, to Kauai and the Big Island, and even Molokai. So I'm looking forward to all those readings out there.
Oh, indeed, how wonderful! you're spending a little more time in California here before you leave. Is that right?
To the end of the week. So then I'm back there for a little break, and then we'll start touring the islands again.
Well, congratulations. Really wonderful collection.
Mahalo, Michael. Nice talking to you again.
Yeah,
and
you
we'll
too.
See you soon,
you too. Indeed. I look forward to that.
Okay.
And best of luck with the book. It's
thank you.
Really wonderful. Thanks for spending time this morning.
Mahalo.
Ahuiho.
Ahuiho.
Wayne Moniz from the collection Under Maui Skies and Other Stories. More music ahead on Kanikapila. This next song goes out to Punahele. Happy birthday, Vance. Here's Kaylee Reichel.
Oh, pa ka opios, mahalo na milio ki ala o ka rose. Himene ka ako.
Incredibly talented Willie K. Willie Kahaili'i. He'll be coming to town the 22nd. He's going to be here in Grass Valley at St. Joseph's Cultural Center. This next track goes out to Adele by special request. Here's the Barefoot Natives. Mm-hmm.
I remember days when we were younger. We used to cut opu in the mountain stream. Round the Kolau hills we ride on horseback. So long ago it seems it was a dream. Last night I dreamt I was returning, and my heart called out to you. But I fear you won't be like I left you. Ike aloha kuhome o kahalu. I remember days when we were wiser, when our world was small enough for dreams. But you have lingered there, my sister, and I no longer can, it seems. Last night I dreamt I was returning, and my heart called out to you. But I fear you won't be like I left you. Meke aloha kuhome o kahalu.
Aloha kuhome o kahalu.
popoli o ke aloha. E ku aloha e.
My first song that I did in this particular Mauna Loa tuning, a song called the Mauna Loa Blues, named after this Mauna Loa tuning. I did this back in 1979 when I was about 10 years old, and then became my favorite song with this particular tuning.
Thank you.
called the movie. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Kola na iku wa me ka awala na e uki pukai li na iwa iwa no yula pala no ai me ai ka e u ka ua ki buku ka hua vai o mina Kola na iku wa me ka awala na e uki pukai li Hawaii me ai ka eu Ka ua ki pupu Ka ua vai o mina Hopu ni ke aola, na e yuki tukaili Iku ae ka mo hopu ni ke aola, no ae mea I ka e eu Ka ua ki pupu, na kua hiwi e koru Olua na mo hopu ni ke aola, na e yuki tukaili O he kupu e uu na na e a e la No ae mea I ka e eu Ka ua ki pupu E ke anua o Kaleponi
Ooh, I can feel that stinging bite of California.
Kela kala pala I hahi mai la Na e yuki tukaili Iku a e ka moho puni ke aula No ae mea I ka e Ka ua ki kuku Na kua hivi e koru Haina ia mai ka puana la Na e Ke kaula ili ke kani ka hui pala No ae mea I ka eu Ka ua ki pupu